hard time this is going to give me. Don't let go, Jack.
Don't let go.
Good morning. It's 7:11 and 15. We got a high of 20 today. More lake effect snow this morning, then becoming sunny. Tonight, partly cloudy. More snow possible later on in a low of 10. Saturday, cloudy, light snow developing, and a high of 35.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Don't forget, coming up here in about 20 minutes, we have the full coverage of Benny's Cocktail Weenie Challenge. So make sure you stay tuned for all of that craziness as Benny tries to break another world record right here on the Plan B Morning Show. Morning dump. Well, you've probably haven't eaten pasta with your hands since you were a toddler. And it's about damn time that changed. That's right. Olive Garden just rolled out a new food that's basically lasagna nachos. They're calling them loaded pasta chips, which is way worse of a name than lasagna nachos, because that's what they are. Lasagna nachos. I want to really beat that into your brain. Here's what that means. Instead of chips, they used fried lasagna noodles. They covered it in two sauces, a meat sauce with chunks of chicken, meatballs, and sausage, and a little bit of Alfredo sauce. My mouth is watering just talking about this. And they covered it in two types of cheese, mozzarella and Parmesan. They're available now. And if you want to be a hero who brings them to a Super Bowl party, then you may want to get in on it, because the sale ends in March. So check it out. Jimmy Kimmel wrecked his BMW while making an illegal turn in West Hollywood Thursday morning. According to TMZ, the talk show host was trying to make a left on a sunset in front of the Chateau Marmont Hotel, despite a right turn only sign on the intersection. The BMW's front end was totaled in the collision with an Audi that forced airbags in both cars to deploy. No one was reportedly hurt. Just because you're a celebrity, Jimmy, doesn't mean you can break the rules of the road. Huh? Come on, man. Well, football is really important to some people. I'm talking more important than any other thing. Maybe than food, water, and air. A new survey gave people a list of important life events, and they asked if they'd be willing to skip them if they had a chance to go see their favorite team play in the big game. 23% said they'd skip a vacation. 21% would skip an important work event. 20% would skip a wedding. 19% would skip a funeral. And 15% said they would skip the birth of their child to be at the big game. That's pretty surprising. Now, here's the thing. I would skip all of those things to see the Packers play in the Super Bowl. I'm not lying. That's not me trying to be funny. I would skip all of those things to go see the Packers in the Super Bowl. Whatever. Nowadays, there's pictures, everything like that. It'd be fine. And anybody, like a funeral, you may say, Brock, that's me. No, any one of my friends or family members would totally be okay with me skipping their funeral to go to the Super Bowl to see my favorite team play. Because I would expect the same thing. I would. Go to the game. I'm dead. I'm not going to know. I'm not going to know you're not there. Go to the game, man. And lastly, it is Groundhog Day today. That's right. Punxsutawney Phil, he's getting ready. I've been watching it on Facebook. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty nuts. Everyone's just going bananas over this groundhog. If he sees his shadow, there'll be 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't see his shadow, there will be an early spring. So I guess we don't want him to see his shadow. Here's the thing, is I really don't get this. I guess it's based off an old German Christian holiday, but they used to eat the groundhog afterwards. I don't know if PETA would be on board with this nowadays, us, you know, chowing down on a groundhog. Plus, I don't know how good that rodent's going to take. Maybe groundhog is delicious, and we're missing out. Maybe we should do it again. Eat the groundhog. I don't know. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?